Good evening, Brother Melvin. I am so glad to be on the radio with you, the Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, on KRAJ 100.9 FM, right here in the Antelope Valley. And today I got my daughter on with me. God bless you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the opportunity to be together. We thank you for the technology that has been provided. And we thank you that you've given us the ability to use it to your glory and to your honor. Thank you, Lord. Allow your anointing to lead us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Folks, it's so good to be with all of you this morning. My daughter, Angela, is going to be
leading this.
And she's going to be leading kind of a short interview for the next 15 or 20 minutes. And, you know, I'd like to just make mention, maybe I should just do this right now, that this evening at 4 o'clock, there will be if you look in your newspaper and somewhere, there'll be a link where you can hear the Justice Sunday program coming from the Lancaster Performing Arts Center. With that said, God bless you. We're going to talk to you from the subject, Jesus, Justice, and the Drum Major. Angela, whatever you got on your heart, throw it at me and I'll throw it back.
Okay. I know you got your mitt, don't you, Daddy?
Yeah,
you
got your mitt on? I got my mitt. I got
you catch
mitt.
It? All right. So glad to be with you, Dad, and you, Brother Melvin. This is awesome. So we're going to get right into it. Jesus, Justice, and the Drum Major. Wow. Okay.
Maybe I should read the scripture, Angela, in Isaiah 40.
Okay.
Unless you like to read it.
Go for it.
Starting with verse 1. Comfort ye. This is Isaiah chapter 40, verses 1 through 5. Comfort ye, my people, saith the Lord. Speak ye comfortable to Jerusalem and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished and that her iniquity is pardoned. For she has received of the Lord hand double of all of her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Watch verse 4 and 5. Every valley shall be exalted, every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places plain, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken it.
Wow.
Oh my God, that
Amen.
Is great to me.
Amen. Wow, that's kind of a Selah moment right there.
Amen.
So every valley shall be exalted and every mountain made low. Okay, we're going to come back to that. I'll make note on that, Bishop. Okay.
All right. I'm
valleys and mountains. Okay. Y'all get ready for the valley of mountains. Okay.
Amen.
Don't break it down to us. Okay. So January 15th. Very special day for a few reasons. Two great men were born on that day. One was
my second son, Hugo, which is to me Boo Boo. And Boo Boo left.
We all have pet names, you guys. We all have pet names. Okay, go
amen.
Ahead.
So Boo Boo left us 18 years ago. He passed away and is in home with the Lord by now, and I just know he's having a good time. And then in 29 or somewhere in that area, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. was born, and those are the two special guys.
Amen. So with that, as we know, in relation to Dr. King, his birthday was made a national holiday, and the incomparable Stevie Wonder made a song, and we celebrate, and I'll be off on Monday and all that great stuff. But besides those things, Justice Sunday was born. So tell us about Justice Sunday.
Okay. Justice Sunday was put together in the year of 2000 by a beautiful friend of ours, yours and mine.
Yes.
Her name is Addie Richburg, living now in Washington, D.C. area. She and her husband was living at the time, and they were looking. In fact, I was in Washington, D.C. for a part of that, and they summarized it, and that is, how can we recognize Dr. Martin Luther King in such a way that it would keep the word in the ears of every generation for what he died for, which was justice. And so her husband died shortly after that, Addie's husband did, and they finally put together, we all did, and it's been going ever since. And we call it Justice Sunday, where we celebrate the nearest Sunday to Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday. And in that case, it'll be the 17th, which is today. Mm-hmm. And we'll be celebrating Dr. Martin Luther King for what he died for as he was led of the Lord to recreate what the principles and why America said it was born, why America said it was born. And he called it fully up in their attention.
Amen.
And that's what Justice Sunday is about.
Okay. And I just want to say, too, that, you know, especially in this technological world, if we're not in school now, you know, we're learning virtually and all of these things that have come about, it's so easy to lose these significant points of in history. And, you know, we don't ever want his name to be forgotten. So I just applaud Ms. Richburg and you, Dad, and for all of those who planned and made this critical, because he truly was the drum major.
Amen.
But amen. With the scripture that you read, the Lord God loves justice. And that's what's so cool about that. I think sometimes, you know, people think justice is only a political term, but it's important to the Lord too. So, Dad, let's talk about justice. You know, for those of you who don't know, I'm going to put a plug out for my father. He authored a book entitled How Odds Even Through Grace. And you'll get to read his story, which we are prayerfully wanting to make steps to get it off the pages and onto the screen. So we're just saying. So anyway, his life is so big that we can't really talk about it. And our time is ticking as we speak. So if you could, Dad, tell us about your experience in the South and how your brand of justice met the real justice.
Very good. I appreciate that. First of all, thank you so much for calling that to my attention. And my mind went back to my little town where I was born and raised, called Bahia, Mississippi. And in Bahia, Mississippi, we were sharecroppers until I was 16 years old. Long story made short, black and white water fountain, if there was a water fountain. Mm-hmm. Black and white bathroom, if there was a bathroom. Mm-hmm. And a little shacky school and what have you. You did the best you could. You go to school a month, a year, or 2 months a year, if it rained or what have you. So the bottom line is, it was not justice as justice should have been. So in the light of how things went, by the time I got 16 years old, dad, mom, they bought their own property, and we began to enjoy the living in our own home and raising our own cotton. My daddy selling his own cotton and being justified in that way to do his own thing. I had made up my mind that if I got to be a grown man, I was going to take justice into my hand. And I made a statement on many occasions when I was with some of my black friends that when I get grown, I'm going to do me some white folks in. So help me God.
Mm-hmm.
Got on a boat on my way to Korea, 19 years old, and got through playing a checker game with a white boy by the name of Bob. And as I got up from the checkerboard, Bob said, "Do you know Jesus, Henry?" I said, "Yes, I do." And he says, "How do you know him?" I said, "I go to church." He says, "Henry, I'm sorry, but that won't get you there."
So you mean if I go to church, that ain't going to get me into heaven?
No, sir.
Oh, wow.
You go to church because you're already in heaven, because the blood of Jesus has already paid your debt and my debt and anyone else's debt. And he has made the rough places plain, the crooked places. And justice is still in pursuit of being equalized even now. When we see all the stuff that's going on in Washington, D.C. right now, the political stuff and how they're having to vote and impeachment and every kind of ugly stuff you can think of is happening. But the Lord Jesus has already come 2,000 years ago and made the difference. Let me go back to the boat right quick. While I was on the boat, Bob began to carry me through Mark 12, 29, Hebrew 11 and 6, and Romans 10, 9 and 10. And when he got through, standing on top of a boat out in the middle of the Pacific Ocean, he had me to reconfess, and I felt that. And then at that time, all I could say is I have no desire to hurt anybody. Do I want justice? Yes. Am I going to help shape the world the best I can, even at 87, to help bring about justice the best I can do it? So I'm thankful for that opportunity to say I love Jesus, which requires me to love every man, woman, and boy and girl, no matter what the gender or the culture may be. I don't know what my time is like, but I'm ready to preach some more.
Oh, amen. Well, we're not done just yet. That's so powerful because we all have our own brands of justice. You know, okay, you cut me off on the freeway, and so now I'm going to zip in front of you and cut you off, not realizing that I could be rear-ended because I got a bone to pick, and that's my form of justice. So it was so powerful to hear from you, Daddy, about, you know, Jesus, the drum major of justice,
yes.
Making a change in your life forever. My God. And it's just so beautiful. Okay, two more points. Okay, in the video that you did for Miss Addie Richburg, which was really powerful, I hope you guys will get a chance to see it somehow. But one of the things you said, Daddy, was it doesn't matter who doesn't love us because God loves us. Can you talk about that? Because it's not just about racial lines. People have been through some things. People have come through abuse as children and all of that. Talk about that a little bit. It doesn't matter who doesn't love us, but God loves us.
Hallelujah. Well, yeah, I just want to mention the fact that there's no question about it. I think that anything that goes against our grain could cause us to feel like we're unjustly treated or handled. But the bottom, that could be a wife, that could be a husband, that could be a son, a daughter, a dad, or mom. But what we have to do is to recognize the fact that there's one thing that we can always count on, is no matter who do not love us, even behind and in the jail cell, know that you are loved, because God loves us no matter who does not love us. And I'm really thankful for that. And I'd like to tell anybody, don't let nothing drag you so low that you don't believe that you're being loved.
Wow. That's powerful.
Amen.
That's powerful. The love of Jesus. And you made another statement when you said that the Lord would not leave us in a dark place of despair without allowing us to know justice in our minds.
Amen.
Tell us about that.
I appreciate that. And what Angela is continuing to refer to is a video I made just about a month ago now. And in that video, somehow the Holy Spirit led me to talk about justice,
and
justice is on the way, and it makes no difference who tried to keep it from happening. And Dr. Martin Luther King brought that very clearly and right to the front when he went on to talk about, he says, I don't want really anybody, and I know I'm off course a little bit, but the bottom line is, he says, I don't want anybody to be worried at the time my eulogy is done to talk about the Nobel
Peace Prize.
Yes. He said, I don't want you all to talk all about that. But what I do want you to say, that I was a drum major for justice.
Yes.
A drum major for Jesus. And I'm going to be going down or going up, whichever way I go. But I'm going to do that in the name of justice. So, ladies and gentlemen, my statement is and will be, no matter how much anybody comes against me or anything come against me, justice is the answer, and justice is in pursuit of us, because the Lord has already set it straight. And he told us in the book of Isaiah to print what God wanted said. And he went on to talk about that he would make the rough places plain. And by the way, some of those things has already happened. Mm-hmm. We know just a few years ago, in 2009, the Lord allowed us to see the election of our first Black president, Barack Obama. And then right here and on our hands right now, we have
Kamala Harris,
a Black woman to be the first Black woman vice president. And she's elect right now. But coming up on this coming Wednesday, she will be absolutely solidified into the system to be the first Black woman vice president. And so we've seen that, and we know that God has done that. So what I'm saying is that we need to keep in mind that God provided his own son.
Yes.
That through him, the rough places could be made plain. The valleys shall be raised and the mountain lowered.
Yes.
So that there's a smooth plain. And all we have to do is to trust God and begin to look to him for what we need. Yes, we have to put something in it. And yes, it will cost us some life. And yes, it will cause us some problems. But we need to stay on the right side of God rather than on the side of seeing who we can hurt or destroy or harm. So I want to say to you tonight as we close this message that Jesus is the answer.
Yes, he is.
For everything that we need.
Yes.
Jesus has already paid the price that we are justified today to say that even while I'm wrong, I'm right, because the Lord Jesus, by his blood, has paid for us and set us free. And we are free to accept what he has done and be accepted into the kingdom. I want to say that I'm glad to be here. And thank you, Angela. Thank you,
Brother
Melvin, for allowing us to just kind of talk about this and let everybody know that justice is in pursuit of us. I would like to just say thank you to everybody and have a good day. And don't forget to not just let this holiday pass and you look at it as a holiday to enjoy yourself, but remember Dr. Martin Luther King gave his life in pursuit of justice. And he continued to hold on to the love of God through Jesus and allowed himself to be taken in for the cause of justice. I'm happy for that today. And thank you, and God bless you. We will see you next week.
Thank you all. Have a blessed one, and find a way to bring justice in your piece of the world.
Amen.